your verdict on today's exciting 2-0 win here at Windsor Park, Andre?
A very good win, a very well-deserved win. And, you know, we're delighted to get the 3 points, and we're now chasing back for the league title. Like, so it puts us in a nice position. Obviously, we're not getting carried away. It's just the 3 points, but we're now chasing the title, and results elsewhere went for us too. So, good day all round.
It's been a good run we've been on. We've beaten Ballymena, Glentoran and now Crusaders. So we're making progress up that league table, aren't we?
Yeah, progress, which is good. But we've got to keep going. And we have a very good squad in there, and a very disciplined, dedicated squad that are looking forward to this run in. A lot of big games coming up, so we're making progress, and long may continue. But we understand that there's games we played, and there was a lot of ups and downs, you know, on the way too. So we're focused, we're making progress, but we're also very aware of, you know, not letting things slip, and, you know, staying together as a squad no matter what happens.
The players must be getting used to the manager's ways now, because, you know, I think we've had 4 or 5 wins in a row now, isn't it? So the confidence is now beginning to breed, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, the gaffer's very, very conscientious and strict in everything he does, and, you know, he leaves no stone unturned. And his preparation for games, along with the staff, is, you know, top class. Like, and the players are really starting to understand his philosophy and understand his thinking. And, you know, I think it's really helped us. You know, everything down to the T, and without giving too much away, there's certain aspects of the game today that, you know, he was spot on what he said, and how we could sort of shut out Crusaders, and how we could penetrate them. So we're getting used to it. We're going to build some more. It's the players need to step out. Obviously, with a manager, you can do some things. From Ross, Mark Stafford, young Paul Smith, we deserve the pat in the back.
Great for yourself on the score sheet again. An important goal to get us on the road here today, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was glad. You know, a lot of building issues. Missed a couple of one-on-ones last week against the Glens, and, you know, I seemed to be taking too much time front of goal, and I did the same today, so I was lucky that it bounced back to me and I had the composure then to finish it. And, you know, it was great too, you know, for our fans, and again right in front of the Blue Unity boys, so it was a nice feeling, and it's always nice scoring these big games, and long may it continue.
Second goal, Jimmy Callagher, I think, in the right place at the right time, just to bundle it over the line, wasn't it?
Yeah, again, Gaffer has been, he's been underpinning how important that these set pieces are, and our set pieces, and, you know, Jimmy's delivered again, and they're always getting on the end of it, and, you know, we'll have a good delivery in, we'll have a chance with those boys, and he's done it again. So
it's real fighting spirit amongst the players, a real pride and passion and get stuck in type of spirit, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was, and believe it or not, you know, Andy, I know the poor month of November, and there's always been that fighting spirit, and we've been lucky in different aspects of we're a very conscientious group of players, and, you know, we're always fighting, and we understand the pride and the prestige of playing for Linfield. And today, yes, it looked more energetic and it looked much better, but, like, we always need to put that in when we're wearing the shirt, because we understand how big the club is, we understand that everybody's out to get us. So, today we're going to be positive, and I think it's happy days. Yeah, they've been brilliant. Even the times have been tough, they've been brilliant, and it's in parks like this, and it's roaring, it's been quite intimidating for the opposition fans. And, you know, we showed today how big we are as a club, and we are the biggest club, because we filled that stand, and the noise was brilliant. And even at times towards the end, when our legs were tired, and, you know, we were sort of trying to see out the game, the crowd left us on so many occasions, and, even the players were talking about it after the game. Like, so it's brilliant, and, you know, we're glad we can give the supporters bragging rights in over the Christmas period.
It's not that often we've beaten Crusaders in recent years, so it's great to get that monkey off our back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good result, and, you know, the monkey on the back's from maybe, again, outside the change rooms. We understand how it works, and we want to put the 3 points right today, more important than anything. And, you know, I think we did that, so we're delighted. But we understand too, it's only another game. There's a long way to go, and we're chasing pack in this league, and we'll have to keep the momentum going, keep winning games to be able to shout towards the end of the year to win the title.
How difficult was it to bring that, you know, the rain and the wind out there today?
Yeah, it was. It was difficult at times, and obviously with Crusaders such an aerial threat there. But, you know, we felt we had enough chances to kill off the game. We really did. And when you don't take your chances, and a lot of poor decisions from us, maybe that was a day, you sort of think, you know, teams are catching the counter, which has been happening since November. So the conditions were bad, but we knew you've got the front, we could see it out. Defence deserve, our goalkeeper deserve tremendous credit because they dealt with the crosses, they dealt with the set pieces. So
especially too, now that we went to see the game out, weren't we? Which is pleasing, you know, maybe 2-3 years ago, maybe we wouldn't have seen that game out.
A couple of people have said that too. Yeah, like I said, the gaffer's worked on us with certain aspects of our defending, maybe without the ball, maybe defending from the forward line, and we sort of know Crusaders' strengths and what they like to do with the ball, so we're very tuned in that today, and I think we executed our decisions and our movements much better than we had done in previous months. So good all-round performance, and we're delighted, but we also know it's just another game, and work starts again Monday, and we're back in the training.
Paul Smith's a real handful up front. He's not really pacey. He puts defenders under a lot of pressure, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's a breath of fresh air, and he's just what you want in our team. He's dangerous. He works hard, and you know, he's great to play with. And I think a lot of teams are standing up now and sort of taking a lot of caution. And once they see him move after the first 10 minutes, they're sort of starting to back off, and that's another player. He's a great outlet for us. You know, we're delighted. Obviously, a new signing coming into the squad, and you know, he's been brilliant. But we'll have to look after him too, and we also know that he can't bear the.
It's one game at a time, and the next one game at a time.
We obviously disappointed him 2 years ago. Balmain put us out at the same stage, so we'll take that in consideration. We'll know they'll be coming here looking to cause an upset, and they'll probably fancy our chances so much, but we're a good side, like, and we're on a good run, and we've good players, and we're looking forward to it. And every game at the minute is, we can't come quick enough for us because we're in good spirits, and this is sort of how we want to play, and we're thankful to it to Windsor Park because it really suits us.
It's all about keeping this momentum going, isn't it?
Yeah, momentum's crucial, it's key, and hopefully we've had our bad period out of the way now, and hopefully we can push on and all competitions, and we'll need our full squad now because a lot of the boys are picking up, you know, niggly injuries and because of all the fixture congestion and stuff. We're hoping to keep this momentum up. We're quite confident we are. We're doing it. It's going to be tough, and there's a lot of ups and downs and stuff. So we're looking forward to the games more than anything because of how we're playing at the minute, and obviously the buzz around the place and the supporters have been brilliant. So momentum, supporters, and players' confidence is kind of a key factor. Definitely, you know, hope it's a happy and a healthy new year to all our supporters and yourself and the rest of the board, Andy.
Thanks so much, Andrew.